Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Catherine Crowley is back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Catherine is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is a psychotherapist, having earned her education at that little school called Harvard. And she and Kathy Elster are the owners of K-Squared Enterprises, which is a training firm helping people deal with their workplace relationships. They're the authors of Working for You Isn't Working for Me, and the brand new book, which I'm excited about, Mean Girls at Work, Working for Her is Killing Me. Catherine Crowley, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on the new book.
Thank you so much. We're very happy about it.
So this is all about how to stay professional when things get personal.
Yes.
Now, with women, when is it ever not personal?
Well, that's a good question. The fact is that women are wired to tend and befriend, as they say. So we're the natural caregivers, and we're also the natural relationship builders.
Mm-hmm.
So the gift of that is that actually most male executives have told us that their women employees are the best. They care the most. They work the hardest. They really put 120% into the job. The dark side of it is that we care too much. And when it comes to other women, we do tend to take interactions with them far too personally, and then we get caught in power struggles that aren't good for anybody.
So the problem seems like is not with women doing the work.
And
I completely concur with that. The problem is not with their dedication, their work, their intelligence, none of that. And the problem is not so much with the women, with men and their interaction with men.
Correct.
Most of the issues seem to be with women working with other women. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. And the reason for that is that the workplace is a competitive environment. And as you were mentioning before, I'm sure you can tell me more about it, men are used to and grow up competing with each other. So.
Right.
They understand that, you know, there's the game and then there's after the game.
That's
so they
right.
can literally take each other down
turn it off.
Have a beer.
I want to talk about that in a minute. Before we do, I want you to define a mean girl. Because we know about the movie. You know, we've been hearing about it. What's the girl's name that's the face of the Mean Girls? She's gotten in a lot of trouble.
Lindsay Lohan?
Lindsay, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
What's a mean girl?
Well, there are different kinds of mean girls, but a mean girl essentially is someone who does things indirectly, what we would call covertly or indirect aggression towards another woman that are hurtful.
Passive-aggressive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not always passive-aggressive. Sometimes it is outrightly aggressive, but usually I say indirectly aggressive because it's hard to detect unless you're on the receiving end.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, this is on a frequency that men don't even pick up.
Correct.
I've seen whole things go on in front of me, a whole little movie playing out in front of me between two women, and I didn't even know the movie was going on.
That's right. Actually, Jim, they've done studies that show that women are communicating non-verbally with each other all the time, and that,
yeah.
as you say, most men don't have no idea what's going on.
Well, and what's even worse is this irritates my wife sometimes, because when I say I don't care. So, all right, you back to the difference, a little bit of the difference in guys and girls.
Yeah.
Men have something. There are two things I think make men different from women, and make us maybe a little more successful in the thing that we're talking about right now. And the reason why we don't ever have anything, we don't have such a thing as a mean boy or a mean guy. We don't ever say that. Something called the needle. Men have something called the needle. We're always sticking a needle in someone. You big dummy, I can't believe you did that.
Right.
You're the ugliest so-and-so I've ever seen. I can't believe you're wearing that today, or whatever
right.
it may be.
Yeah.
You know, or on the golf course. Man, you got the worst backswing I've ever seen in my life. Things
right.
like that. And we're always sticking the needle in each other, and we have fun with it.
Yes.
Nobody takes it personally, or if the one out of ten guy that does take it personally, he doesn't get invited back.
Right.
He's no fun.
Right, that's right.
So we have the needle, and then the other thing, as you said a minute ago, there's the game, and then there's after the game. That's called chivalry.
Yeah.
There's an underlying, that's all part of chivalry. There's an underlying respect that men have for each other, even with the guy who we just defeated or got defeated by.
Yeah. That's right. Those things are true.
And that's not as evident in women, isn't it? Is it?
No. Well, it's different, Jim. That's really the point, is that it's different. We're not going to build a needle in women. They bond. If you ever see two women come together, they bond by saying nice things to each other. So they say, I love
even
your
if they,
hair.
Even if they're not true.
See, that's right.
This is where I think the problem is. They're not being honest with each other.
Well, I think, in fact, I mean, you could say that, but the truth is that a guy needling another guy isn't necessarily being honest. He's just giving him a hard time, and they're bonding through that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different way of bonding is what we're really talking
right.
about.
Okay.
So for women, the challenge, and actually it's interesting because we've also been writing recently about men and women. Even with women, for men, if a man kneels a woman, which sometimes he'll do, assuming she'll take it just fine, she'll take it to heart, right?
Right.
And
oh, yeah.
That's a problem, too, because we, again, we care too much, almost, and we take it too personally, and we don't understand this needle concept. It doesn't really make sense to us.
I mean, I'll say something to my wife about something that's the truth, right, about somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say, and she'll say, oh, you can't say that to her. Nobody, because you can't say that to her. But it's the truth. Now, well, but
uh-huh.
you never say things like that to a woman. She'll say that to
yeah.
me.
That's right.
And she's right. But she's right, but it's wrong.
Yes. Well, that's a good point. I mean, what we're trying to do with this book is to help women take it less personally and find ways to deal with each other professionally and
right.
actually, honestly, to compete in a forthright way.
Hold on to that thought. Give us the website. Tell us how we can get the book.
It's ksquaredenterprises.com, www.ksquaredenterprises.com.
And it's available wherever books are sold, right?
Everywhere.
Check it out, Mean Girls at Work by Catherine Crowley and Kathy Elster. Quick break. More about this after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.